From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There remains unanswered questions following raids on terrorist cells in Paris. It is still unclear whether the mastermind of last week's attacks in Paris was one of the people inside an apartment stormed Wednesday in a seven-hour raid by French police. The Paris prosecutor, François Molins, has said only that Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was not among the eight people arrested during the operation in Saint-Denis. Molins said at least two people were killed but would not give a precise number. Early reports said a woman who detonated an explosive vest was killed and another body was found in the rubble riddled with bullets that made it immediately unidentifiable. Three police officers were wounded and a police dog was killed during the raid. He said the suspected Islamist militants were a terror unit capable of planning a new attack and that the raid was called after phone taps and surveillance information led authorities to believe Abaoud might have been in the apartment.
Ce qui est nouveau, ce sont les modes opératoires.
Meanwhile, in the French Parliament, the Prime Minister Manuel Valls warned of the possible threat of chemical and biological weapons as he spoke to lawmakers about extending the country's state of emergency for 3 months. Shortly after the Wednesday siege ended, President Hollande said France is at war with terrorism but warned against overreactions. No xenophobic, anti-Semite, anti-Muslim act must be tolerated, he said. President Obama said Thursday efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria and that he does not believe a settlement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. This is VOA News. China has joined Norway in condemning the killing of their citizens who had been held hostage by the Islamic State militant group. Chinese President Xi Jinping said terrorism is the common enemy of human beings and that his country opposes it in all forms. The government vowed to bring those responsible to justice. Norway's Prime Minister Erna Solberg said Wednesday the killing was a barbaric act. VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing says there is now a question about China's response.
China's position in the Syria conflict has been one of advocating a political a solution to the problem. It has rejected the use of violence. China has a foreign policy of non-interference that it largely uses in most of its dealings with other countries and other conflicts and situations like that. So really, the question is how or what will come next.
The hostages appear to have been shot to death. Balkan countries have begun filtering the flow of migrants to Europe, granting passage to those fleeing conflict in the Middle East and Afghanistan, but turning back others from Africa and Asia. Reuters reports the move has left hundreds of people stranded on borders. A spokeswoman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, told Reuters that on Serbia's frontier with the European Union member Croatia, some 400 migrants were denied access to a train and were halted by Croatian police as they tried to cross the border through fields. Others were stuck in no man's land between Macedonia and Greece, where Macedonia has begun clearing ground for a possible fence. The Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party dominated this month's elections, met Thursday with a key member of the outgoing ruling party as parts of efforts to smooth a delicate political transition. Officials have released no details about what was discussed during the closed-door meeting in Naypyidaw between the Burmese democracy icon and lower house speaker Shwe Man. It is the first of three scheduled national reconciliation meetings between Aung San Suu Kyi and senior officials. President Thein Sein and Army Chief Minh Aung Hlaing have also agreed to talks. A government official told VOA's Burmese service Wednesday it may take more than a month for all the talks to take place, but he downplayed any concerns that the transition was moving too slowly. President Barack Obama is using a meeting with Japan's prime minister to pitch a free trade deal among the Pacific Rim countries and emphasize a close partnership between the U.S. and Japan. Obama met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of an economic summit in the Philippines. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.